So turning to practice, procedure, and some substantive points of admiralty law, I'd like to start by discussing removal practice, joinder of claims.
I love it.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was looking over your cases to come up with some questions to ask you, that seemed to be a pretty ongoing theme in your decisions. So there are a lot of cases in this jurisdiction, as you mentioned, that arise from accidents in oil and gas exploration offshore, particularly on the Outer Continental Shelf. As our attendees here probably know, those cases on the OCS tend to occur in connection with two different types of structures. One of those is the fixed platforms, or as I like to call them, the platform wannabes. The other kind is on vessel rigs. So we see workers who are injured on offshore structures filing suits, seeking maritime remedies like the Jones Act that you mentioned, which is applicable to seamen. And if the Jones Act action is brought in state court, of course, it's not generally removable because the removal statute, Section 1445A, bars removal of FELA actions, and the FELA action has been adopted by the Jones Act. So, Judge, you've handled so many of these cases, as you were mentioning just a minute ago, involving injuries on the Outer Continental Shelf, removed to federal court. Would you just kind of set the stage for us with the removal issues that these cases present?
I will try, but it is a very complicated stage. And it is often made me wonder why it is that the courts have ended up with such a complicated set of steps that are required to analyze whether a court can decide the merits in the first place. So if a suit is brought in a state court by a seaman involving injuries that arise from oil and gas activities when they come back on the Outer Continental Shelf, we get several removal questions. Number one, jurisdiction and removability of maritime cases under the Outer Continental Shelf Lands Act, affectionately known as OCSLA. Number two, the removability of claims brought under the Jones Act. In other words, when can I disregard a Jones Act claim as improperly joined in order to prevent removal and federal jurisdiction? There still is a lot of controversy and uncertainty among judges, commentators, and practitioners on when maritime cases can be removed. And I know, Ken, you've written a bunch of articles on this going back to 1997. Removing maritime cases becomes even more complicated when the case arises from oil and gas exploration and development on the Outer Continental Shelf, because besides diversity, there are two potential grounds for removing cases involving extracting oil and gas operations on the OCS. Number one, original jurisdiction that arises from the grant of permissive federal jurisdiction in the OCSLA, the statute, and federal question jurisdiction, because injuries on the Outer Continental Shelf arise under federal law as set forth in the OCSLA. So once you determine what the bases are for jurisdiction of the Outer Continental Shelf cases, then you get a second question. The Jones Act, or the Admiralty Jurisdiction Statute, has a saving to suitors clause, which prevents the removal of Admiralty cases that have been removed under the jurisdiction of OCSLA. Is that all clear? Of course not. And after you get through those questions, then you have to address the effect of the bar to removal of the Jones Act itself. So you have this three-ring circus, essentially, and it's really unclear who the ringmaster is.